broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Part two of the big program on this November 15th, 2022. 12 minutes past the hour. Kind of chilly morning here in Marion. Oh, no. I like this. We just got a message from one of our other longtime listeners, Linda. Now, not Linda Sims, but Linda. She's been with us forever. Add me to the list of... Now, this is the message. Add me to the list of everyday listeners, even when I'm at our Lake Erie cottage with my TuneIn app. I do miss a lot of former callers, especially the older gentleman and wife, that did a lot of fishing. You know, I don't think I ever knew his name. But I did like him, too. He was a lot of fun to call in. But who knows? He might have the TuneIn app. I think his grandson listens to him. And I think after 6 months, you know, we're building the audience right now, which is great. So, Judy, Linda's out there listening. And she's even listening when she's at the Lake Erie Cottage. So, thank you, Linda, for always being a strong supporter. And we obviously also heard from Ryan and Sarah, who are out there working. And I know Trish listens, and I really do get, I don't just say that to be flip. When I'm in the store, I run into a lot of people who listen every morning, and they just don't call in because they're at work or they're doing things around their house, which is fine. As long as people are listening, we'll continue to do the show. Speaking of, boy, did my voice just jump about 10 octaves there? Speaking of longtime listeners, though, the other day, we had not heard from John and Carolyn Heimlich, who have listened to us for years and years and years. And, you know, they listen on the, I believe, laptop. Oh, we're getting a call here. All right. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Oh, we lost it. But John and Carolyn Heimlich, who have been listening for years, and Carolyn came in and played Christmas music on the piano for us last Christmas. I ran into John because we had not heard from them in quite a while. And I ran into John on Sunday night at the grocery store. And he had told me that Carolyn had taken a fall. And that's why he had not been able to listen as much as he had before. But I think they were going to try to start listening again this week, and I know they got a lot going on. But Carolyn, I hope you're doing well. And John, I hope you're out there listening and having a good time. Two really good, nice people. So I hope that message gets to them, even if they're not listening this morning. But John and Carolyn Heimlich, two very nice people. And again, our best well wishes to Carolyn and John. Hope you're out there. And hope everything's going well for you. All right. What else do we have going on here? Okay. Well, does anybody have anything they want to say about the Busy Bee convenience store or the fruitcake toss? Do you want to enter anybody in the fruitcake toss? Are you going to go out and eat on Thanksgiving? What would you pay for the Christmas story house? All kinds of good information here. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, they don't have to call in and say they're listening. I know they're listening.
I know.
I called the mayor's office. Whoever answered the phone, she didn't know what it was. And I said, it's the radio station. So some people don't know, you know.
Well, no, there are people. Well, you know, I'm sure the mayor knows for sure.
Oh, yeah, because I told her, I said, well, he's been on the, you know, the show. You know, he goes on Scott's show and stuff and things and stuff, but I totally don't think she knew what it was, period. But no, I know there's people listening. You probably wouldn't even be on the air.
No, and it's a good, you know, it is an interesting thing, though. I think one thing that happened when we switched over was a lot of the people who were home during, like the older gentleman who used to call in. Now, I don't know if he was able to switch over or not. But, you know, I do know a lot of people out there are listening, which is a good thing. You know, we got 32 people in the fruitcake toss, and most of them know what's going on with the station. And, you know, Linda takes us up to Lake Erie there, which is a great thing.
Yes, because, you know, and everything. But I just wanted to call in because some people really don't. That's why I did on that little... You get these little magazines, Town and Something. You get two of those. They put them in the mail. You know, they got coupons in them.
Right.
So you should advertise in there because most people, I think, look at those every day. But
you know, I'll tell you somebody else who I don't know if they're still listening. I hope John and Carolyn are doing well. But Abby, we used to hear from Abby quite a bit, and I haven't heard from her in a while. She used to have it on in her office every morning. And
well, the ones that were several years ago, Charlie, I mean, I don't know if I started 5 years ago or so, I don't hear them. There was a Terry Klein, I think.
Terry Klein, still it. Terry Klein actually set up the veterans thing that we did last Friday.
See, and I mean, he'd call in, you know, call in and either talk or stuff. And, you know, several of those I don't, you know, hear anymore, so...
Well, I think Terry always listened, and I think he still does. I just think he had a relationship with Charlie. They did that air show thing, and I think that was that was probably a lot of that. I don't remember him calling in a whole lot for trivia or anything.
Yeah, because now I have to just sit here when the radio was on, and, you know, if I could play it louder, I could be, you know, doing something else, you know, and different stuff. It just depended and everything. But, no, I know people's listening. I mean, good stuff, but I've got a couple answers for you.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay, one of them is cufflinks. Now, I don't know if anybody mentioned those.
No, cufflinks is a good guess. Not on the list, but a good guess.
And the other one was twins.
Oh, twins. Well, that's a very good guess. You'd think it would be on the list, but it's not.
Well, I was sitting here writing some down, so, okay, to try to get off this one.
Hey, thanks.
Okay, then.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Well, we got another caller there, by the way. If that was you beeping in, remember, if the line just keeps ringing, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If that was you beeping in there, give us a buzz. We'd love to hear from you. That's what happens when it just rings. It just beeps on our end. So, I know somebody was beeping in there. So give us a call back, 740-751-4038. And again, thank you to all the listeners out there. We really do appreciate it, whether you're able to participate in the programs or not. Now, what was I saying? I had something else to say there. Well, I send in my well regards to John and Carolyn Heimlich. And boy, I'll tell you, it's just out of your head 1 minute. In any event, the phone lines are open. Oh, my. 740-751-4038. Name something you always find two of. We got shoes, hands, socks, and legs. What else is on the agenda? It's the number one answer. I think this is why it kind of shocks me that we don't have the number one answer here. Shoes, hands, socks, and legs. You know, I know if we were giving away prizes, that would drum people right up. People love the prizes. Love those prizes. Oh, and Mary. Mary's out there listening every morning. Now, I know sometimes she's in the car when she's listening through the Bluetooth with granddaughter Brinley, one of our favorite and youngest listeners at first grade, in first grade, so we appreciate that. 740-751-4038. Name something you always find two of. Shoes, hands, socks, and legs. One answer left to go. What is that elusive one answer? 21 minutes past the hour. Oh, I know what I was saying. Abby used to have it on in the office every day. Now, who knows? She might have turned us off. But I will say this. Yesterday, Abby did bring me a drink. A fountain drink. Now, it wasn't from McDonald's, but that's okay. I think it was from Panera. A nice diet soda. And I appreciate that. Although she was a little cranky yesterday. I don't know what that was all about. She was a little cranky. But I do appreciate the soda. So there you go. There's another person who's listening from work who can't always call in. 740-751-4038. Something that comes in pairs, two of, whatever. Go ahead, caller.
Feet?
Feet. Feet are not on the list. No.
Well, that's just a dumb list.
Now, do you ever take us to Lake Erie with you?
I don't ever take myself to Lake Erie.
Well, if you took yourself to Lake Erie, would you take us with you?
Sure, why not?
Well, that's right, because we are the place to be.
I mean, I think I'm a pretty loyal listener. I've been with you guys a couple years now.
Well, we like loyal listeners. You know, I think a loyal listener is better than a casual listener.
Well, after you casually listen, you get hooked. Eventually, everybody becomes a loyal listener, don't they, Scott?
Well, that's my opinion is, and I you're not busy right now, are you?
No, we've got 7 minutes.
You know, boy, well, I have said this many... Oh, see, people are beating down the phones now. But here's what... I'll have to beat them off with a stick before it's over with.
Ask and you shall see.
I know. Well, it's one of those things that if you weren't here when we started in June of 2014, it was very slow for about the first year because people didn't know we were on the air. People didn't know where we are. And it really didn't start to pick up until we started giving stuff away and people... It took a year. So it was very similar to this. In fact, except this, I think we have more loyal listeners because back then nobody knew what we are. But when we switched over this time, we already had people who were already in the routine. So, you know, we have that loyal listener base.
I remember hearing Charlie when I was a little kid. You know, everybody grew up on Charlie for the closings and delays and whatnot. That was just a Marion staple. And then, so fast forward, I remember a couple years ago, my mom was always winning those cupcakes, the To Die For cupcakes, and she would always call me, hey, can you go get this cupcake? Yeah, I'm one cupcake, and that stoked my curiosity, and that's kind of how I started listening. And I still remember the first time I called in there, it wasn't anything nice at all. I called in there to give you guys a piece of my mind because of that blasted Too Fat Polka song.
Oh, yes, the Too Fat Polka.
And then I guess I've been hooked ever since.
Well, see, isn't it interesting that you came by way of the station by giveaways? And a lot of people did. That was a big, big thing, you know, because if you listen to the first year, anytime we tried to get phone calls, you know, we might get one or two here or there, but it was not very heavy. But boy, when we started giving away tickets to the zoo and Zumbezi Bay and food was always the biggest. Then people caught on.
Well, and I remember when that To Die For, which I kind of miss them. I don't think they're around anymore. I remember when they first, like, came into business. I thought $3 for a cupcake, yeah, that'll be the day. Until I had one, and I'm like, oh, my goodness. They were amazing.
Yeah, I don't know what happened with them. Hey, have you heard anything about the Busy Bee or the Del Taco or the Bath & Body Works?
Well, I had to chuckle because I was listening to you say, what could or would or should, whatever you said, the Busy Bee sell to attract customers? And I took a gentleman up. He lives at the Towers. He is 95 or 96, and he was so upset when the certified went out. He said, because he walked down there, you got that right, and
at
I
96.
Said the man's like pushing 100. He walked down every day to get his lottery ticket.
Oh, well, maybe the Busy Bee will have lotto.
That's what I thought. God bless him anyhow. I hope to sell lottery tickets so he can get back down and get his ticket. He was really upset about that.
Does Rite Aid have lottery tickets?
I don't know. I'm not really a Rite Aid. I might go in there once a year, maybe.
You don't go in there to get your Ritalin?
Oh, Hey, Saunders Park, that's coming right along. They got the tree up. It's not decorated yet, but they're putting the tree and lights up.
Oh, man, I know that's just a big event every year when they light that tree.
Yes, it's really pretty. Okay, carry on.
Thank you. Bye-bye. If you were calling in, buzzing in, and you just got the phone ringing, this means we're on the line with somebody else, so give us a buzz back. 27 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And you know what? There have been some shows on this station that didn't get any calls. But I think, again, it's just subject matter. It's always subject matter in what you're doing. That's all it is. I don't think it has anything to do with listeners. I think you've always got listeners. I think the problem is what you're talking about. And are you consistent with what you do? All righty, another call. Well, we're going to beat him off with a stick now. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Hello, Scott. Do your trivia questions. Socks.
Socks. Let's see here. You know what? Socks is number 4 on the list. I'm glad you're back out there, John. How are things?
Well, things are a little slow where we're going. She's got a doctor's appointment this morning in Upper Sandusky at 11. I got to take her up there to get a iron infusion done. She has to get those done every so often, maybe one every two or couple months or so, but things are coming along, but they're kind of slow.
Well, tell her we're all thinking about her here at the station and hope she feels better soon.
Okay, I sure will, Scott. And we enjoy listening to you whenever we can.
Thanks, John. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, there you go. Another voice here this morning on WGH Talk. And remember, the phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. You know, I always have to run that through my brain. Is that my number? Yeah, that's my number. 740-751-4038. Name something you always find two of. The number one answer still remains. Shoes, hands, socks, and legs. Those are the answers we have. Shoes, hands, socks, and legs. What's that number one answer? 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz if you know the answer. Apparently, it's very elusive this morning. That number one answer. 740-751-4038. Name something you always find two of. Shoes, hands, socks, and legs. Number one answer is still out there. If you want to enter somebody in the fruitcake toss, let us know. Well, I think we have a call coming in here. Go ahead, caller.
What about gloves?
Not gloves, but gloves is a good guess.
Okay.
Not gloves, but gloves is a good guess. My goodness gracious. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I have two.
Okay.
Now, did anybody mention skates?
What was that?
Skates, like ice skates or roller skates.
Oh, skates. No skates on the list.
And then the other one I had is binoculars. Say a pair of binoculars.
No, but no binoculars, but I think you woke everybody up this morning.
Oh, did I?
No, they're all calling in now. That's good.
I thought, well, maybe you should do a survey and have everybody that listens call in and stuff. But, because sometimes when you know you answer nobody else, it's like, am I the only one?
I think it just takes a minute to get, and I think once we start giving away prizes again, that'll be a big boom.
Yeah, and I can't get through, so I'll probably just quit. I mean, when I would call my son, I'd look and I'd be on there like just like the 1 hour, I'd be like 250 times or more, and it's like, and then I can't do anything. When you can't get through, you have to keep sitting there just, you know, pushing that, trying to get through and stuff. Okay, so
Hey, thanks, Judy. Bye-bye. We might do a giveaway Friday. I don't know yet. Oh, here comes another call. Flying in here. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes. Hello?
Oh,
There's not two of them, but you call them a pair of pants. I don't know why.
Well, you know what? That's as good a guess as any. It's not pants, but a good guess.
Okay.
Pair of pants is not on the list, but they do call them a pair. That is correct. Name something you always find two of. Shoes, hands, socks, and legs. Still one answer left on the list. 740-751-4038. You know, I'm going to be really impressed with whoever gets this answer, because this has hung over our head now for hours and hours and hours. Go ahead, caller.
Has anybody said hands?
Yeah, hands were number three on the list.
Gosh, I'm not remembering these, and they said feet, right?
Yeah, I think somebody guessed feet.
I said that.
Yeah, the ones we got are shoes, hands, socks, and legs.
Okay,
keep guessing.
I thought I had another one, but it slipped me. Okay.
Yep, we still have one answer left on this list here. Shoes, hands, socks, and legs. Name something you always find two of. What is the number one answer? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Shoes, hands, socks, and legs. Number one answer, still on the list. Something you always find two of. Well, what do you always find two of? We have to think about this now, I guess. Go ahead, caller.
What about eyes?
Eyes, that is it. Number one on the list, eyes. You got it. Thanks for getting us off that topic.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Eyes was the number one answer. Absolutely. Name something you always find two of. Eyes, shoes, hands, socks, and legs. Whew. Thank goodness we're past that. All right. 33 minutes past the hour. Let's move on to the next category here. What do we got? Well, this is a very interesting one. What events usually need large areas? How about that as a question? What events usually need large areas? 740-751-4038. Five answers on the board. What events usually need large areas? Now, that is a different type of question. I'll say that. We haven't had one like that for quite a while. What events usually need large areas? 740-751-4038. Five big answers on the board here on this morning. Go ahead, caller.
How about a racing raceway where the race cars?
No raceway, but a good guess. Go ahead, caller. Hello? Well, we lost the other caller there. 740-751-4038. If that was you, dial back in. Maybe. Go ahead, caller.
A class reunion?
No class reunion, but a good guess. No class reunion on this particular list. What event usually needs a large area? A large area. Go ahead, caller.
A sporting event?
Sporting event. Number two on the list. You've got it. Okay. Sporting event shows up at number two on the list. And now the phones are ringing. Go ahead, caller.
How about a fair?
Fair. You know, fair's not on the list, but there is something close to a fair on the list.
A concert.
Concert. Number one on the list. You got it.
Okay.
Concert shows up at number one on the list. Now, fair was, concert was not close to fair, but that I guess it is. But that's not the one I was thinking of. 740-751-4038. What event usually needs large areas? Now, we've got concerts and sporting events. Still three answers left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What sporting event usually needs large areas? Go ahead, caller.
Carnival.
Not a carnival, but a good guess. No carnivals on the list here this morning. What events usually need large areas? 740-751-4038. All right, let's see if this person's got it. Go ahead, caller.
Festival.
Festival, that's the one that I was thinking was close to a fair. Festival number three. Thank you. Festival comes in at number three on the list. I thought that was kind of close to a fair. What event usually needs large areas? Concerts, sporting events, festivals on the list. Two still to go. 740-751-4038. 22 minutes left in the program today, 38 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. What events usually need large areas? Concerts, sporting events, festivals. Still two to go. What might they be? 740-751-4038. They do happen to be the bottom two answers, oddly enough. Concerts were number one. Sporting events were number two. Festivals were number three. What are the final two? Go ahead, caller.
Wedding reception.
Weddings, yes, are number five on the list. Weddings show up at number five on this particular list. So we're kind of making our way through this category. What event usually needs a large area? Concerts, sporting events, festivals, weddings. Still one answer left. 740-751-4038. Who's got that final answer? I guess we'll all wait and see. 39 minutes past the hour. All righty here. Go ahead, caller.
Graduation.
Not a graduation, but a good guess. Graduations do not make this particular list here this morning. Name something that usually needs a large area. Concerts, sporting events, festivals, weddings. One answer left to go. Number four on the list. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What is that missing answer that clocks in at number four on the list? An event that needs large crowds. Go ahead, caller.
How about a horse track, a racing track?
Not a racing track.
Okay.
Not a racing track on the list today. An event that usually needs a large area. 19 minutes left to go here, WGH Talk Time. Concerts, sporting games, festivals, weddings, still one answer left. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who's got the final answer here? What event usually needs a large area? Don't forget Fruitcake Toss coming up in 30 days, December 15th, 7 p.m. Lots of people entered here. Sarah, Judy Cressup, Pastor Whitaker, Buckeye Guy, Fruitcake Lily, Ralph, Glenn, Brandon, Angie, myself, Sherry, Terry, Sean, Linda, Sheriff Bales, Lieutenant Brown, Fire Chief Chuck Deem, James Anderson, Ted Jolliffe, Mayor Kellogg, Dr. Davis, anybody you want to enter? Go ahead, caller.
A rally?
Not a rally, but that's a good guess. Rally is a good guess, but not on the list today. An event that usually needs a large area. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. An event that usually needs a large area. All righty here. Go ahead, caller.
I know I said fair, but the state fair or county fair wouldn't be one.
Nope, nothing to do with fairs left on the list.
Okay.
No fairs left on the list today. Something, an event that you would need a large area for. An event that you would need a large area for. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Concerts, sporting games, sporting events, festivals, weddings. One answer left to go. What might it be? 740-751-4038. Also, what are you going to do for Thanksgiving this year? You going to eat out? Cook something at home? How much would you pay for the Christmas Story House? Any news on Del Taco? Any news on Bath and Body Works? Any news on the Busy Bee Convenience Store moving into the old Certified on Main Street? Oh, what are you seeing a lot of sick people out there? People with the colds and the blah, blah, blahs. Go ahead, caller.
Well, let's go to the macabre side of things. A funeral.
A funeral. Well, it depends on how well you're liked. Mine will probably be very mild. We'll probably hold it in the closet. Funeral's not on the list.
Hey, I didn't get to hear the answer. What was the final answer to the last one?
Eyes.
Oh. So obvious.
Go okay. Figure. Thank you. All right. Name something that usually needs a large area. Some people's funerals do need a large area. Concerts, sporting events, festivals, and weddings. One answer left. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. An event that usually needs a large area. 740-751-4038. Concerts, sporting events, festivals, and weddings are the answers that we have. What is the one answer that we are missing? You know, I'm not really sure that weddings need big areas. I mean, I guess if you know a lot of people, but I don't know. Have you heard about these destination weddings that people are doing where you get a group of people and you go somewhere else and get married? You're probably trying to beat the police or something. I don't know what that whole destination wedding thing's about. Whatever works, I guess. Whatever makes you happy. 740-751-4038. What event usually needs a large area? Concerts, sporting events, festivals, weddings. Go ahead, caller.
Now, this isn't a fair. How about amusement park like Disneyland or Dollywood or something?
It's a good guess, but not on the list.
Okay.
No amusement park on the list today. Unfortunately. 47 minutes past the hour here. WGH Talk time, getting down to the final 13 minutes. What event usually needs a large area? Concerts, sporting events, festivals, and weddings. Still have one answer left. 740-751-4038. Good to hear this morning from our good friend, John Heimlich. Always a pleasure to hear from him, and glad to get an email from Linda. I always enjoy that as well. It's always good to hear from people. In whatever way they communicate, email, messenger. Yesterday, we got two messages on Messenger, one from Rich Gorin Flo and one from Mary. So I don't know if Mary and Rich are listening this morning, but we're always happy to hear from them. You know, I still don't know what happened to Roger. Roger got on his tablet one day and called in, and then Roger blew away. Roger, if you're out there listening, call us. Let us know you're still out there listening. 740-751-4038. What event usually needs a large area? Concerts, sporting events, festivals, weddings, and still one answer left to go. 740-751-4038. We might have exhausted all the answers. Well, we haven't exhausted all the answers because there's still one answer left here on our big rock clock talk here. Let's see here. You know, there was a weird story this morning. I don't know if anybody saw this. I've seen it printed a lot of places. It's from Los Angeles. The California house where Steve Jobs co-founded Apple is an historical site, and now the sandals he wore while pacing its floors have been sold for nearly $220,000, according to an auction house. The well-used brown suede Birkenstocks, dating back to the mid-70s, set a record for the highest price ever paid for a pair of sandals. Well, la-di-da. How about that? $220,000 for a pair of sandals. Go ahead, caller.
What about revivals?
No revivals on the list, but boy, Leroy Jenkins drew some big crowds in Marion with revivals.
What about riots?
A riot. No, no riots on the list, but that's a good guess.
What about parades?
No parades on the list. Would you pay $220,000 for a pair of, what are they, Birkenstocks?
I don't think so.
Now, what if they're Steve Jobs Birkenstocks from the 1970s?
I couldn't care less, honestly. Would you?
No, I don't even know why. I'm trying to think what I should sell my shoes for. How much you think my shoes would go for?
Well, maybe $2 at the Goodwill.
You think?
Maybe.
Darn it.
Unless it's like half off day.
Oh, my. You know, I thought at one time about selling the Geraldo Journal, but then I thought that's like Magna Carta. It's a historical piece of material.
I wonder how many people even know what the Magna Carta is.
I don't know. Well, what should I have said there? The Constitution? Bill of Rights?
No, I'm just saying, like, I remember hearing about that in school, but if my life depended on it, I couldn't tell you what it is.
Well, you know, I tried to give the Geraldo Journal to the Historical Society, but I never heard anything back.
They weren't interested in it?
Well, I don't know. I just, we never had, like, a formal conversation about it.
Well, it's precious to us.
Well, the Magna Carta, I wanted to get the actual definition so I didn't screw it up, is a royal charter of rights agreed to by King John of England on the 15th of June, 1215. So basically, in simple terms, the Magna Carta is the first document to put into writing the principle that the king and his government was not above the law.
Well, spoken like a true teacher.
Before then, they were above the law. Before that, kings could kill people, but after that, no dice.
Well, there you have it. This radio station is enriching our lives and broadening our academic horizons.
We try. Nobody, you know, here a month away from the Fruitcake Tosh, you don't have anybody else to enter?
Why was I actually thinking earlier? I could probably squeeze one more person in my vehicle.
Oh, well, who would that be? That 96-year-old man who wants lotto tickets?
Hey, he would probably come and beat the pants off of all y'all.
Well, it's cold, so I hope the people keep their pants on, but whatever happens.
You just never know.
Well, no, who would it be?
I know so many people, it would be hard to narrow it down. Maybe I will bring a mystery guest.
Why do you think the mayor's not answering his phone?
How in the world would I know? You know him better than I do.
Well, I haven't tried to call him in the last week. I don't know what's going on there.
The world may never know.
May never know. We'll see if he ever appears again.
Okay, bye, Scott.
Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. My goodness, who wants Steve Jobs Birkenstocks for $220,000? Well, that's just a drop in the bucket, isn't it? Aye, aye, aye. Okay, what event usually needs a large area? Concerts, sporting events, festivals, and weddings. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say auctions.
No auctions, but a good guess.
Okay.
Auctions do not make the list, but certainly not a bad guess at all. Down to the final 6 minutes, 54 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. What event usually needs large areas? Two left to go. Or no, one left to go. We're down to one. What is it? 740-751-4038. What event usually needs a large area? Concerts, sporting events, festivals, and weddings. One answer left to go. Who's got that one answer? 740-751-4038. We're under the 6 minute mark here. We're under pressure now. What are we going to get here? Are we going to. People are shocked that somebody paid $220,000 for a pair of Birkenstocks from the 1970s that were Steve Jobs Birkenstocks. Holy moly. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say churches.
No churches, but a good guess. Churches do draw big crowds, but not on this particular list today. You know, these sandals were only expected to bring in $60,000. Now, why in the world? What do you want them for? You know, I could just go out and dirty up a pair of sandals and put them in and say, oh, these were Steve Jobs' Birkenstocks. I mean, I don't know, $220,000? Wow. I don't know. People buy the strangest things, in my opinion. 740-751-4038. But if you want those sandals, good for you. Somebody got them. $250,000, almost. $250,000 for sandals. Think about that. All right, we're under 4 minutes here. What event usually needs a large area? Concerts, sporting events, festivals, and weddings. Still one answer left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. It's number four on this list, but we do not have it yet. 740-751-4038. As now we're down to 3 minutes. The 3 minute mark. Well, that's only 180 seconds. I don't know if we're going to get it. Now remember, the question is, what event usually needs a large area? Now we've got concerts, sporting events, festivals, and weddings. One answer remains. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, what time of the month of, isn't it December that the fruitcake toss is?
Yes, December 15th at 7 p.m.
The 15th at 7:15.
Yes.
At the same place.
Same place.
Rain or shine, heat or cool.
10 feet of snow will be out there.
Okay, boy, that's determination, isn't it?
Well, I know that fruitcake will cut right through that snow.
Well, yeah, the fruitcake will have no bearing on anything that due to weather or anything. It's the individual's got to prove their point.
That's right, and 70 feet is the record.
70 feet's the record, and what is the entry amount of people in as of today?
32 people.
Oh, my goodness, when I entered, I was 20.
I know. Can you imagine that? 32 people, and we still got a month to go.
Oh, this is going to be a heck of an event. They're going to have to block the road, won't they?
They will. We'll have to shut down the town, I think.
Well, they do for other things. I don't know. This is getting to be one of the things that the younger generation like yourself started, so it's going to continue on.
We can only hope, and we'll see you out there.
I'll get off the line here. Have you got a quick glance at the temperature this morning?
Temperature 35 degrees and cloudy.
And there's a pretty good little brisk of wind, so it's pretty chilly out. I haven't been out, but I'm going out in a few minutes.
Well, stay warm.
Have a good day.
You
bye.
Too. Bye-bye. All right. Yep, a little plug for our fruitcake toss there, which is becoming the biggest event in Marion history. That's how I'm going to refer to it from now on, the biggest event in Marion history. 59 and a half minutes past the hour. What event usually needs large areas? Concerts, sporting events, festivals, weddings. One answer left, and I think we're out of time. All right, we'll try it again tomorrow for this Tuesday, 30 days away from the fruitcake toss. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion.